This episode is sponsored in part by Swim. Okay, here's a depressing stat. 70% of shoppers who want your products never actually buy them. They browse, they consider, then they forget. That's revenue walking out the door. Swim Wishlist Plus turns browsers into buyers. Customers save products they want, get notified when prices drop or items restock. You can also engage them in personalized fashion through your marketing or sales outreach. It's like having a personal shopper reminding them to come back and buy from you instead of your competitors. And 45,000 stores already use it, and it only takes 5 minutes to install. You can try it free today for 14 days. Go to getswim.com/Kurt. That's swimwithay.com/Kurt. Turn those maybe laters into sales today. Getswim.com. All right, we're talking discount codes today, and I want to lead with a delightful piece of trivia I learned. Maybe you already suspected this. What's the right amount for a percentage off discount code? 15, 20, 25. Obviously, the higher, the better in the eyes of the customer. But like, what's the level where it is no longer offensive, where they're going to take the effort to take that offer? And we're going to learn from our guest today that it turns out that is probably 20% is the right answer. Yeah, our guest today has studied after issuing 100-something thousand discount codes across various stores. They're going to share with us what they learned. We're joined by Kara Marin from Saguno, Bulk Discount Bot, and the Bulk Discount Bot has issued a lot of discounts in bulk. Kara, what are we discussing today? Discount codes, but what did you do to have these learnings? What happened?
So, well, we had 162,000 discount code sets that have been created in our app, and we wanted to see what patterns were happening at that scale. And what we found was that there are some nice low-hanging fruit, both for bigger brands and for smaller brands, that at least I think more brands should be using to make more money.
And this app, Bulk Discount Code Bot, I've used this for years at this point, and the use case for us was a client says, hey, we're running this big promo. You know, maybe it's like, you know, we've partnered with someone and they, for whatever reason, they need 10,000 discount codes go, you know, something like that. And then, you know, we need a way to do that. And this Bulk Discount Bot, as the name would imply, does just that. You're like, hey, this is what I need. And it just generates the codes and here's your spreadsheet, go. Very useful for things like that. A handy utility. But now we're taking that. All right, I started with mentioning that 20% off as our magic number. I think that's probably like the thing. You know, most people wonder, well, what's the right percent? You know, what's the right discount amount? Let's start with that as our quick takeaway for the folks who may not listen to anything else. Give me your thoughts there.
Yeah. So what you're talking about is we found that the most popular percentage off was 20%. But I would say what's even more interesting is the second most popular one. You want to take a stab at it or I just go for it?
Well, I guess it's similar. So I'm either going to go with 15 or 25.
So the most popular is 20, and the second most popular is actually 10%. And I don't have, we could theorize as to why that is, right? But all I know is that's what we found in our 162,000 discount code sets. And so your starting question of what's that less offensive offer, it may actually be 10%. That's really popular.
All right. So there, you know, a lot of split testing has to happen here, but gives you a good starting point. So why bother to analyze 162,000 discount codes?
Just to look for patterns in what we could find. So like you said, the app really to date has been more of a utility. And so people have a reason already. They're coming to the app and they want to generate unique discount codes. And because the app's been around a while and has some solid traction, we're like, okay, what can we find in this data about what the best practices are for discounting? And something to me that's really exciting about unique discount codes is usually when people think about them, they're thinking about sites like Honey, where you have the coupon leaks happening and then you're losing revenue because people are just letting that browser extension fill in a coupon code. And that's a serious issue. But why they're even cooler is because they let you experiment with targeted offers. So if you want to see for your customers if 20% or 10% has better efficiency and better margins and all that, you can use targeted discount codes to offer one segment something and another segment something else and really find what works best for your brand.
So what, and that, you know, in contrast to either an automatic discount or a, like, I just have one unlimited use code. Like, yep. The bulk discount code situation, generally I'm doing one-time, one-use codes.
Yep.
Yeah, they're unique.
Exactly. So they're all unique to the person. So versus welcome 10, it's like welcome, XYZABC, right? It's something that's unique just to you. And
sometimes
so,
if I'm feeling cheeky, I'll use a little bit of scripting. And I know the most common codes, you know. Okay. And I have a script just run through like several hundred codes to see what comes back. Ugh, that one, it rarely does it work, you know, because I'm often looking at like more sophisticated merchants. The, you know, not something you'd want to do to like an independent shop. But okay, in this data, what's the thing that stood out? What surprised you most?
So I'd say one thing that did not surprise me, but may surprise other people, probably will not, but I think is somewhat interesting as a starting point, is that larger brands offer discounts, at least unique discounts, more often than smaller brands. And to me, the reason for that is because they have resources dedicated to defining discounts, setting up marketing lifecycle discounts, affiliate discounts, experimenting with what discounts work best. And then these small brands kind of are like, oh, that sounds like so much. I'm just going to do welcome 10, welcome 20. And the truth is that there are especially popular ones within the larger brands that are so easy to set up that I think all smaller brands should set up too and use that just to drive more revenue. So one of the best starting ones is that welcome offer, where instead of doing a blanket welcome 10, welcome 20, you use a unique code in your welcome offer. And what that does is that really incentivizes your customers to actually sign up for email, sign up for SMS in order to get that discount. And then you can nurture them from there if they don't make the purchase immediately.
And it sounds to me like you've got this, you're able to segment this by Shopify plan type. So plus versus non-plus.
Yes. Yeah, we did plus versus non-plus, which internally we use that terminology a lot. I feel like that could be a little confusing to other people. So just think like big brand or smaller brand is usually. Yeah.
I think Shopify calls it, they refer to like plus and core. Is it cores they call non-plus? But yeah, all right, big, small. We're going to distinguish by plan here. I mean, there's got to be a difference or trend in there. What's the difference between plus and non-plus as it comes to discount codes? Who's discounting more?
So the biggest thing is plus is discounting a lot more.
Interesting.
So looking at, we broke it down by GMV tier. So if you look at GMV of 20 million or more, they're discounting like at least twice as often as the second tier. And it just kind of goes down from there. So they're discounting more. They're making more money, but they're using targeted unique discount codes so that it doesn't look like they're offering discounts all the time splashed on their website that could reduce like the value of their brand. So smaller brands should be doing it too. Yeah.
And then are there, beyond just like volume of discounting, are there particular campaigns that seem to separate, you know, the small fish and the big fish?
Yeah. So one thing that really surprised me is gift with purchase or buy X, get Y is used 6 times more often by larger brands than by smaller brands. And gift with purchase is basically over a certain cart size, you say you're going to get a free something. And in conversations with customers beyond the report, I've learned that that is such an effective way for many brands to boost average order value. And one of the tricky things there is you have to think about what does your catalog look like? Like, do you have, are your items mostly $200 and then you have a $10 thing to offer? Or is there something in the middle? Because if the gift is really, really cheap relative to the like product that the customer has come in to buy, it's probably not going to work as well. But when you have that bigger spread, then basically you're able to get rid of excess inventory and give customers something they're really excited about and get them to buy more.
I am so thrilled you mentioned my favorite promo, free gift with purchase. Last week, we put live for the first time our new app's listing on Shopify Promo Party. It only does one thing. It does free gift with purchase. And it's because this is my favorite promo. We talk about it so often. It comes up so often because you're right. It is so successful at driving average order value, at being like such a great offer that's not devaluing the brand. Oh, I'm just getting excited about FGWP. all right. Larger merchants are using it more. How much more?
So it depends on how you break it down. But yeah, depends on how you break it down. Significantly more, for sure. I would say at least twice as much is mostly what you see along different lines. And then where it gets even more interesting is what are some of the use cases that Plus merchants are using it for that core merchants could benefit from? And we've talked about marketing lifecycle. We could get into more of that. And a very interesting one that I would say is one of the most surprising things to me is how often it's used for affiliate programs. And so usually you think of unique codes, you're thinking of direct mail, you're not thinking of affiliate programs. Yeah. But that is a very top use case for us. And basically what merchants are doing is they're usually, if they have like an affiliate program at scale, they'll upload codes to a provider like MentionMe and use that to ensure that they have accurate, at least last such attribution for their affiliates. If it's a smaller affiliate program, you can just give them the codes manually and that will work too, though I've heard less of that. And what that does is what I hear from brands is more and more, they want to work with influencers. They want to have an affiliate program as a key marketing stream, and it costs money and they want to be able to measure results, and that can get really tricky. So using unique codes ensures that you know where your customers are coming from.
Hmm. Yeah. No, it's about tracking, and you're right. It gets you that last touch attribution in like a generally more reliable way. Because we're not dealing with cookies. That's what's great about the discount codes. I mean, that's like essentially the name of the discount code is first party data for you. So when I going back, like 20% tends to be our top performing percentage. 10% is our second. I noticed it didn't go higher. Is there a threshold where higher doesn't perform as well? Like if somebody comes at me, they're like, get 80% off. That is immediately suspicious.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. The biggest thing I've heard, this isn't in the report, but just in talking to customers, is that there are some larger brands that in the past discounted really heavily. So like 40% discounts all the time on everything and without unique discount codes, just like 40, 40, 40, 40. And what that does is, especially after like a year or two, you may see people are buying and maybe that's okay for your margins. But now a year or two in, nobody wants to buy at full price, right? Or even close to it.
We taught them not to.
Yes, you taught them not to. And so what those brands tend to do is not stop discounting, but move to unique discount codes, where instead of having those blanket discounts all the time on your app, on your website, you have unique discount codes that are tied to a behavior, like you just bought something, or browse abandonment. We want to see even more of that. And what that does is it lets you still drive revenue from discounts, but instead of having those splashy discounts everywhere, they're much more discreet. And so it lets you preserve. I'm not discounting all the time. You're not going to see these steep discounts all the time. That results in a better lifetime value of the customer.
So it sounds like we want more like event-triggered, personalized offers versus, you know, site-wide sale twice a month.
Yes. Yeah.
And browse abandonment came up. Okay, I want to make an important distinction here. Cart abandonment, I think people are familiar with and use, like, hey, you left items in your cart as a reminder. Then the second one's like, hey, get, you know, free shipping, get 10% off, get whatever. And then, hey, your discount's about to expire. That I think is our bare bones, but trustworthy cart abandonment flow. What's a typical offer in that? Do you know? And then you mentioned browse abandonment. That I love, and I don't see it enough. Similar concept. They are on the site. They look at a product and leave. So we're like, hey, did you see something you like? And we show them their product again. Very rarely do I pair that with a discount. Tell me about browse and cart abandonment discounts.
So one thing we saw with those is looking at, I would call that a marketing lifecycle event, right? So it's a behavior, right? And then you may want to do marketing based off of it. So other ones would be the welcome new subscriber offer, the post-purchase offer, win back offers. Those are the three most popular marketing lifecycle offers we see. And then with browse abandonment and cart abandonment, to me, just thinking about myself as a consumer, those are such good touch points to reach out at, right? Especially if you've added something to the cart, you really are expressing interest. And for some reason, we see even with our large merchants, that is way underused. So it's used significantly less than welcome, post-purchase, or win back. I don't have a reason why. Your guess is as good as mine.
I think they should be using it. They're viewing it as, you know, it's more aggressive. Like, I don't want to be spammy. I hear that one a lot.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
And some of those, it's like, okay, it's not spammy. It is just a normal, helpful notification. Plus, at this point, I think everybody's inbox is a free-for-all. I mean, like, who's really looking through their emails anymore? There's just so much in there.
Well, yeah, there's
especially
a lot.
Now. Yeah. Like, if you are concerned it's spammy, then I think, like, run it in November, December, and then, you know, you're going to see that revenue and then not want to turn it off later. But you could, you know. But I think, like, free-for-all at this moment, you know, if we're thinking as to, like, what's holding them back, either they're not thinking, they haven't tried it, they're not considering it, they don't know it's there, or I don't want to do it because it's too much. But that's where, you know, like, a feature in Klaviyo, like smart sending, will just, you could have it not send the emails conditionally if the person has, like, just gotten something, so you're not bearing them. Though, November, December, I'd recommend turning that off. Here's a word from our sponsor, Zipify. You know why they call it Black Friday? It's when businesses finally dig out of the red and turn real profit. Want to squeeze every penny from your Black Friday sale? One click upsell is the easiest money you'll make all season. OCU automatically increases average order value by up to 30% with AI-powered upsells at every step of your customer journey. Plus, there's a new tool built right in, Zipify Post Profit. Post Profit monetizes your thank you page with brand-safe ads from partners like Hulu, GoDaddy, and Disney+. Doesn't cost you anything. Just switch it on and get paid pure profit for every view automatically. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Christmas, earn up to 30% more from every order all year long. Don't leave money on the table this holiday season. Go to Zipify.com/Kurt for your 30-day free trial. That's Zipify.com/KURT. Any thoughts on, like, discount codes or promos in relation to average order value? I know that one, that's a little open-ended.
That is open-ended. So the biggest one I have for that is back to our favorite gift with purchase, where that, nice, that I've heard, especially in conversations with customers, and then it's interesting that it's used 6 times more often by Plus merchants than core merchants.
Six. That just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because it's not, like, it is not limited to Plus. Like, if you're listening and you're not on Plus and you're thinking you can't run free gift with purchase because of that, it is not true. I don't think it was ever true.
Yeah. No, it's, so I've just heard that's a great way to boost average order value. And then other things to think about are, that are outside of the scope of just unique discount codes, but are, do you want to, like, if your typical average order value is $59, then you want to try to offer a discount if you get to $69, right? So it's different for every brand, but it's just thinking about how can you push that up a little bit more.
That's what's great about those, the FGWP discounts, is you're saying, like, hey, you like to get the, it is tiered and tied to an AOV. So if my AOV is 50, you're right. Like, okay, let's add 20% to that. And then that's the threshold to get the free gift with purchase, but it becomes, you know, I'm not discounting the core catalog, so I don't have this problem. I think the other thing that helps across all promotions is novelty. And so that free gift with purchase, one of the most successful campaigns I've ever seen was for a client, Hoonigan, a few years ago, where the free gift with purchase was an enamel pin. And then they changed which pin you got every day. And so, like, that's a reason to email the customer and say, hey, you know, today, different pin, like free gift with purchase, new pin. And then also, like, create that excitement. And it's a pattern. By day three, I'm, like, wondering what the next day is going to be. And so if the person's looking for, just, like, give me the reason to buy, there it is. And then if they're not interested, okay, they don't feel like they're missing out.
Very cool. I haven't heard of rotating the gift with purchase. I think that's a super cool idea. And then especially if you think about someone who purchases today and maybe is going to purchase, is interested in purchasing again soon within the next week. Rotating that gift with purchase is definitely going to move them over the line. So, very cool idea.
So then, all right, in your report, I see mention of a thing called prospecting codes. And I was kind of confused, like, prospecting code, is that the same as, I think that's a welcome offer.
So welcome offer is you sign up for email or SMS and you have actively said, like, hello, brand, engage with me, right?
I have raised my hand and asked to be engaged with, yes.
Yeah, right. Prospecting is, you may not have even heard of the brand, and now you're going to receive communication from them. So you might think of this as direct mail. It's a really common use case for direct mail, though direct mail is also for customer retention, I see a lot of the time.
Yeah, like win back.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a unique code to someone who has not given you their email, their SMS, any information. They haven't signed up for your brand, but you think could be a good fit for your brand. And so it's getting them over the threshold, hopefully getting them to your site because of the communication that they get from you.
Well, you mentioned direct mail. For direct mail, you need every piece of mail realistically to track efficacy should have its own unique coupon code. And so, like you brought it up, I just got one over the weekend. It showed up on a Friday. It was for Christmas lights. It was from a site that, it kills me that the site's not on Shopify. Christmas lights, etc. And Saturday, I put up my Christmas lights, discovered I'd burned a whole bunch out over the course of storing them, and then ended up using that coupon code to purchase, you guessed it, more Christmas lights from Christmas lights, etc. And so they will know, the moment I put that coupon code in, they know exactly the postcard that came to me personally is the one that gets the credit for that sale. Direct mail, I think, underutilized channel, but of course I'm biased in that. I'm an investor in Postpilot that does exactly this. It's direct mail for e-commerce. Tell me, do you have any thoughts or notes on like offers in these direct mail pieces?
Yeah, so one of the and we're hoping to add an integration with Postpilot, so very cool. One of the biggest things I've heard as an issue that brands run into is they'll have a typical welcome offer of 20%, and then they'll put a 20% unique coupon code in their prospecting direct mail, and then people will not use the unique code even up to 80% of the time, and they track it in other ways. Because the offer is the same. And so the best way around that is make sure that your unique discount code offered in direct mail is better than any welcome offer. So if welcome offer is 20, then your unique discount code for prospecting should be 25. Just because otherwise people get to the site and then they're like, oh, it's the same thing. And it's already there. I don't need to remember the code. So that's a big, big thing to keep in mind. Yeah.
Yeah. It's disappointing. Like, wow, you went through all this effort, and then I go to this site, and the code on the site is better than what you went through the effort of mailing me? Come on. All right. My experience, my clientele is almost exclusively U.S. And then, we have a couple Canadians in there, so North American. So, like, my e-commerce worldview, very narrow. Do you have, and I'm assuming that, like, most of this data is also is similarly North American. Is there a continental divide on our discount code approaches?
A bit, yeah. So we have discount codes globally. I don't remember the exact breakdown, honestly, off the top of my head. But one of the most interesting findings was that student discount codes are used often in the U.S., but quite a bit more often in Europe. And so that would be like uploading unique discount codes to sites like Student Beans. We include in student discounts also employee discounts and friends and family discounts. And so that was one of the biggest things where by region, it's offered everywhere, but it's more popular in Europe than in the U.S.
Okay, that surprises me, but good thing to keep in mind. I love, my experience with this really is military discount. And typically I use an app called GovX, but there's other ways to do this. It verifies that you have like some government ID and then offers you a discount. And they've got options for like first responders. And now that they have one for teachers, I wonder if it'll do students. All right. So you mentioned students. Thoughts on, have you got any info on the military discounts?
So that was also grouped in with the students. It's kind of like an insider discount as a way to call it. So overall, that category, I can bring up what it was, but it was more popular in Europe than in the U.S. Still pretty popular. It may have been like number four or something in the U.S. if I'm remembering correctly. But pretty interesting. Yeah. Why do you love military discount codes?
I think it's just my experience is like, that's where we started with it was, hey, we want to offer military discount to our customers. And so like, this was years ago, pre-pandemic, figure it out, do it. And then just started consistently adding that into sites. It's like, hey, you're selling, we do a lot of car parts. Hey, you're selling car parts. You should really sell. You should offer a military discount for folks because that audience responds to it. And it turns out it's like, well, guess what? People in the military, that's a big employer. They buy from everywhere, right? They're not unique. They're regular Americans. And so having that discount out there, like they know to look for it. It's powerful.
Very cool. Yeah. And I think it's a great way to just like build goodwill for your brand, right?
If you're giving
discount codes for military, first responders, teachers, that that will make people who don't fall in those categories feel even more positively towards your brand. So,
you know, and you'll get, like, even if you don't offer it, you're going to get emails from customers like, hey, you know, my favorite is the people who are like, it's something adjacent. And they're like, well, can I also get the discount? You know, and of course, it's up to the brand what they want to do with that. You know, we worked on a site that sold loud exhausts, mufflers for cars. And there's a guy who would email and he would be like, I'm a pastor. And he really needed a discount for his Mustang exhaust. I want you to spell out for me, you know, that unique discount code problem again, versus like why I always want to be go through the hassle, you know, it's extra work of generating hundreds of one-time use codes versus I have a single code that's like 10 off, save 10, welcome 20.
Yep. So the benefit that people talk about most often is leaking to coupon sharing sites, where if anyone doesn't have familiarity with sites like Honey, basically you'll have a customer who is checking out at full price with your brand, ready to pay full price, and then they have this browser
extension. They're going to buy anyway.
Yeah, they're buying. They are definitely making the purchase. And then they have this browser extension installed and it just runs through all of the leak coupon codes that it could find. And if it finds something that matches, then they apply that coupon code and they get to make the purchase at a lower price than they were ready to. So for a brand, yeah. So that's just like a straight loss of revenue, right? There's no denying that. And then on top of it, it does mess with your attribution because it seems like they came through because of a campaign with that discount code, but actually they were just buying. So that's the thing people talk about the most, this like just preventing that straight loss of revenue from leak coupon codes. The reason why I love my job is not because of that, but because unique discount codes let you experiment with targeted offers. So if you're thinking about 15% off versus gift with purchase, you don't need to just make guesses. You can actually give different offers to different segments and then unlock something that for your brand does really well. And when you do that, you get to have better margins, make more money, which is great. And it's also just so much fun if you kind of find exactly what works for your brand. And we're talking about patterns from, right, 160, 2,000 discount code sets. But every brand is different. And when you run those experiments yourself, based off of these ideas and whatever else, you could find what really works. And that's super cool.
Absolutely. And an administrative note I want to make is in the Shopify discount view, it'll show you how many times a code was used. And, you know, if it has a limit on it, you know, like one time, you know, it'll show it like 0 of 1, 1 of 1. And when you generate one-time use codes, I think folks may be thinking this makes a mess because you have a one line item in that discount view for every single one. But when they're generated, you know, in bulk by an app like Saguna, you know, or Klaviyo or whatever, it will group them into a set, and so it does not create the administrative clutter that one might think it does. You know, you could see like, okay, yeah, these are unique one time coupon codes per person, but I generated them all in one go as one set for a particular campaign. And then it like shows that all grouped, right?
Yes, exactly. And from there, then you can go in like Shopify's native reporting, the sales by discount codes report, and you could see for that discount all sorts of analytics on how it's performing. We have some in our app specifically. We have some reporting that you could see beyond redemptions. But it's really nice having that discount data in Shopify to have reporting from the app and also reporting that's native in Shopify, so you can feel like you're in control. You know what's going on. Yeah,
for sure. Ever had a customer cancel an order because they were shopping while high or because they broke up with their significant other? Those are real reasons customers could cancel, and they're a real headache for both you and your customers. Why should they have to email support to change, cancel, or update an order? Enter Cleverific. With Cleverific, your customers can edit their orders themselves through a self-service portal. That means fewer support tickets, faster shipping, and fewer returns. Everybody wins. Peter Manning, New York, cut their order support by 99% with Cleverific. Now it's your turn. Listeners of the Unofficial Shopify podcast get 50% off the Pro Plan. Just $49 a month. Go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use promo code KURT50 at checkout.
It's less hassle, happier customers with Cleverific.
So this is our discount info is like year round. This is like all discounts issued over all time. Is there differences in seasonality here? There's got to be.
Yes. Well, one thing on seasons is actually the most popular discount of all, even more popular than Marketing Lifecycle or Affiliate, is seasonal promotions, where we excluded Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So seasonal promotions, excluding biggest holiday of the year, is the most popular use case. And often when people think of promotions, they're thinking only of, right, the biggest holidays, but actually there's fall sale, right, October sale, whatever, just based on the season. There's Mother's Day and Father's Day and all the holidays, right, where you may want to do special offers. And that is the most popular. Yeah, something we do see actually is that for Black Friday sales, people often opt not to even use unique discount codes because they're just like, our customers know that we are just flashing. We are going hard. And so they just let those be really splashy and make sure that they have really strict expiration dates on them.
Yeah. Do like a, sounds like either site-wide where, yeah, you know, we mark the, you know, I could use Launchpad, I can use my ERP, I could use a spreadsheet. We're just going to mark everything down with strike-through prices and then change it back later. Or I could do it with automatic discount, I suppose, and just do like order discount, you know, X off the whole thing. Because it's a site-wide sale. It's different. You know, I want to be able to show that that compare at price and show like this is what you are saving here by buying now and not later.
The only exception to that, I would say, is I'm sure you've already started to see Black Friday sales happening now before Black Friday. And
oh, yeah, often, I already made.
Yeah, especially if you're like a VIP of a brand, then they may use a unique discount code to kind of say like early Black Friday. And that's a way to segment and really reward your best customers is getting early access to a big sale.
The I love those early Black Friday, like VIP sales.
Yeah.
You know, I have like any big purchase, I defer it until I'm like, I'm just waiting because I know whether or not it's on sale on Black Friday. If I buy it then, I am at least confident that that was the lowest price it was going to be, you know, the plus or minus 12 months, most likely. And so I ended up this start of this month, pulled the trigger on a 3D printer that I had been eyeing since January. And it was like another small item I bought. But it was because of those early Black Friday sales. You know, it just gives you that confidence and like, this is the best price. So I, you know, on those sales, the other big distinction in discounts is, especially in offers, like percent off versus dollar off. And the advice that I have heard, the advice that I have been giving is that you'll get a better, at least when it comes to pop-up forms, you're going to have a better opt-in rate with dollar off versus percent off because we're bad at math. Like doing a percentage calculation in my head, I'm going to mess it up. But a dollar, that I could figure out. Like, oh, $5 off 25, you know, 20.
We've seen in the report, it's pretty much exactly even what people choose to offer between percent off and dollar amount off. I'd be curious, we haven't analyzed it further in this way, but based on the average order value, I don't know how that may impact it. Because you can also say you're bad at math and now you're perceiving 10% as being more than it is.
I don't know.
So who knows? Yeah, I think something interesting in this data set is I don't have exact results of like this converted better, but I do have this is more popular by brands who are tracking the conversion rate. And tracking the performance. So they're running many sales like this when they see the results. So those are about split 50-50. I'm curious how we can break it down further. Yeah.
Yeah. It would need, because you don't know like the take rate on it.
Nope.
So, yeah. But yeah, what an interesting thing to test. Okay. And
the next report maybe. Yeah.
The way we have talked about this, someone would have some level of experience with discounting to be able to apply this to their store. And so if, you know, I've got my Shopify store, I'm in year two, and I really have limited experience with discounting, promos, automation, but like now I'm ready, right? I've got year two, I've got my audience, the engine's running, things are moving. Where do I start with discounting? What's like the offer I should be playing with?
So I would say the first thing is take your welcome offer, probably 20% off, and use unique discount codes for it. And what that lets you do is that makes sure that your customers, prospective customers, are actually giving you their contact information in exchange for getting the discount so that you can nurture them if they don't purchase right away, and also nurture them when they do purchase, right? So that's a great one to start with. The second two most popular in the marketing lifecycle that I think are really quick to set up would be post-purchase and win back. So post-purchase is you made a purchase X days ago. We think you're likely to purchase again. This could be 7 days later, 30 days later. I see commonly also having an automation set up for 1 year later, where you want to encourage purchasing again. And that's just based on how often do people buy what you're selling, right? Is it something that they need new every week, or is it every year? And make sure you have the automation set up for that timeline. And then win back is customers who bought in the past, haven't bought in a long time, and you want to give them that special offer to come back. So I definitely start with those three. And I'd say if you're just getting started, you may not have the historical data, but that's probably where this report could be the most helpful, because the big brands, they're just going off of their own historical data because they know what works for their brand. But as a smaller brand, you're not going to have 10 years of historical data. And so look at the trends in the industry and set up those marketing lifecycle codes.
It's good advice. And all right, same question, but the experienced brands. You know, I'm like on Shopify Plus, you get to demand one thing of them. What is it?
So I think the gift with purchase, you could do that ding again, is a good one, to look at, because that's, there's definitely an opportunity for brands to use that even more. And then the cart abandonment and browse abandonment are used less often than you'd think. And then one more that we see pretty commonly with big brands, but not as common as you'd expect, is customer service codes. So if you imagine a customer has a poor experience with your brand, you now want to give them a personalized discount saying, I see you, I see we messed up, let me make this right by offering you a discount. You usually will have different codes, like different amounts off based on how bad the experience was. And what you get to do is in that case where you have someone writing into support, really angry, a lot of passion, you turn that passion into something positive. So that's a great one for bigger brands.
Excellent. Good advice. And what's the biggest mistake you see people make?
You see the benefits of discounting and you start discounting with blanket discounts like there's no tomorrow. And then it is tomorrow. And now you can't sell things at the price you want to sell them. So I would say discounts are such a powerful tool. Don't be afraid to discount and discount all the time, but use unique discount codes so that you still have that premium brand perception. And that lets you get the revenue today, but also not mess with your future revenue tomorrow. So that's the biggest thing. And I see brands come back from it, but it takes some time. So that's a challenge.
All right. It's November. Has any offer worked on you? What was like the last discount code you used?
My favorite one, again, a gift with purchase, is a pair of leggings that I got.
I swear
for free.
I didn't plan this.
And leggings are pretty expensive. I think I was buying a sweatshirt. And then they're like, oh, take these leggings. And that's like a pretty leggings and sweatshirt are similar value to me. But they obviously had some excess. They're super soft. Happy with it. Yeah.
Okay. So
you have your Christmas lights. That is a good one.
The Christmas lights. Yeah. And like, it wasn't even that amazing in an offer. You know, it was 15%
right,
off.
Yeah.
But I was like, look, I'm making this purchase no matter what. And they know that. They know they just need to be top of mind. And better than, you know, what's my alternative? I drive to Home Depot and buy them, or like my big box store. And so they just had to give me enough to make me want to wait to get the lights, you know, a week later. It's totally fine. Anyway, I'll do another episode on my Christmas light strategy. That one's for the dads. Tell me, you know, you study these 160 some thousand discount codes. You've got this in a report. Tell me about it. Where do I get it?
So it's on our website. We can probably put the link at siguno.com/ I think unique discount codes.
I'll put it in the
report,
show notes.
Something like that. Yeah. And yeah, from there, you can just see the full breakdown by region, by industry, especially for smaller brands that want to see that industry breakdown for your specific industry. I'd recommend checking it out.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, I just grabbed it. I will put that link in the show notes, as well as a link to Siguno Bulk Discount Code Bot, a tool I've used, you know, for many years, and you know, our newly released and made public Promo Party Pro,
I'm excited to check
it out.
App. Yeah,
and well, you know what? As long we mentioned Postpilot, we should include that team as well. This was great. I was like, all right, an episode about discount codes. How exciting could that be? I had a ton of fun. I enjoyed I learned
I love
a lot.
Codes. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Kurt.
Crowdfunding campaigns are great. You can add social proof and urgency to your product pre-orders while reducing risk of failure. But with traditional crowdfunding platforms, you're paying high fees and giving away control, all while your campaign is lost in a sea of similar offers. It can be frustrating. That's why we built Crowdfunder, the Shopify app that turns your Shopify product pages into your own independent crowdfunding campaigns. We originally created Crowdfunder for our private clients, and it was so successful, we turned it into an app that anyone can use. Today, merchants using Crowdfunder have raised millions collectively. With Crowdfunder, you'll enjoy real-time tracking, full campaign control, and direct customer engagement. And it's part of the Built for Shopify program, so you know it's easy to use. So say goodbye to high fees and hello to successful store-based crowdfunding. Start your free trial and transform your Shopify store into a pre-order powerhouse today. Search Crowdfunder in the Shopify App Store to get started.